welcome to the Beyond Writing Podcast, brought to you by Bright Little Light Press. I'm your host, Dacri Carey, and today we're going to talk about how long does it take to publish a book? So we're new to this whole podcasting thing, and we're still trying to figure out exactly what you guys are most interested in hearing. If you have any comments, feel free to tweet us at BLL Press, or find us on Facebook, Bright Little Light Press, or you can get us through our website, Bright Little Light Press. So far, it seems like the podcast episodes that are getting the most interest are when we talk about things inside the publishing industry specifically. I guess there's enough self-publishing content out there to help you guys with that aspect of things. So today we're going to talk about how long it takes to publish a book from the perspective of a traditional publisher. This one is something that a lot of writers don't like to hear because the answer is not fast. If you are going through a traditional publisher, it is likely to take an average of 2 years. For most people, it takes between 1 and 3 years to get all the way through the traditional publishing process. Why does this take so long? A lot of people who are self-publishing are doing it in part because traditional publishing takes so long. And it's one of the things that we here at Bright Little Light Press struggled with initially was the idea that traditional publishers just take so long to get things out, and maybe we could do better as a small indie publisher. We're more agile, we could possibly shortcut some steps and see about getting that publication time down. So far, let's not give you too many spoilers in advance. I'll mention a few things as we go along through this podcast, but suffice it to say that as a small indie publisher, we're still sort of feeling our way through what it is okay to shortcut and what we are maybe missing out on a little bit by having tried to go too quickly through the process. We'll share those with you as we go along and also in this particular podcast, but there are definitely things we can do faster than a traditional publisher too. So, we'll see how it goes, I guess. Let's talk about why it takes a traditional publisher so long to publish. So first of all, this data, this 1 to 3 years, is from the point of you have an agent and you have a publisher who is interested in buying your book. So any time that it takes you to find an agent or to get a publishing offer is considered to be ahead of this. This is once you have everything nailed down, yes, your book is going to be published, this is how long it takes. People find that hard to believe. They think, well, if you say 3 years, don't you mean from the day I start writing it? Most of the time, that's not true. We'll get into why that is. But it's important for you to understand that when we say 1 to 3 years, averaging 2, that is from the time that you have an agent and a publisher has expressed interest in buying your book. So from the time an agent finds a publisher who's interested in buying, the publisher usually takes anywhere from 3 weeks to 2 months to get an actual contract out to the agent. At that point, there needs to be negotiation around the contract, or maybe there need to be corrections made. Usually it's not the agent receives a contract and signs immediately and you're done. So the negotiations and back and forth with the publisher to getting a final version of the contract can take anywhere from several weeks to 2 more months. So at this point, from a publisher expressing an interest to buying your book to having a signed contract with the publisher, you're looking at anywhere from 1 to 3 months, realistically. At that point, a lot of processes start going on. There are 2 processes that will go on concurrently, but one of them might start a little later. They are the production of the book and preparing the launch strategy and marketing. And the launch strategy and marketing takes time. That's something that is really difficult to shortcut effectively. So publishers are not going to be able to skip past that step. So even if the actual producing the book is able to be done really quickly, the marketing takes a while. And we'll get into why that is. But in most cases, book production is not something that you skip through quickly. It is a lengthy process. Here's where it starts. It starts with editing the book. Sometimes this actually begins before you get a publication deal. Some agents will have you start editing in order to get a book to a state that a publisher is likely to want to buy it. So you may have already done some editing before you get to a signed deal with a publisher. In other cases, editing starts once you get that signed contract with the publisher. Editing is the process of the editor will go through your manuscript and start cutting scenes, helping you get rid of unnecessary stuff that will really dramatically improve the pacing, make it easier for readers to read. The idea is that when a reader picks up your book, you want them to not put it down again until they're done. And no matter how good a writer is, most writers have a lot of stuff that is extraneous to the reading experience. They just can't see in their own writing. So a good editor will help you trim probably about 10% of your book right off the bat. This may sound like a lot. If it does, don't worry. It's actually completely normal. If you're getting a lot of requests for revisions back from an editor, don't panic. An average benchmark, I would say, is probably between 10 to 20% of your total word count will get cut during the editing process. It's okay. You're not getting paid by the word, unless you go through Kindle Unlimited, which is something that most people only do if they're self-published. So editing in this context is the major revision of your book. It includes cutting lines or scenes from your manuscript, rewriting scenes that are not as tight as they could be, or are lacking in emotional depth, or are not consistent throughout the book. There are a lot of things that can cause a need to rewrite a scene. Maybe there's this really cool character that you've included because you thought it was cool, but the character turns out to be not actually integral to the plot at all, and it's easier to just cut the character. And there are a lot of things that might benefit your manuscript from being removed. So the editor is there to help you spot these things and guide you about what changes to make. Then you're the one who actually needs to make the changes. Then you send those changes back to the editor. The editor will review your revisions and possibly the entire manuscript again to see how it fits holistically. And this is an iterative process. You will go back and forth with the editor over time. Even if you can devote your entire full time to doing this, which most people don't, most people are writing in addition to having a full-time job and possibly family and other obligations, it takes time to hear back from the editor. The editor is editing multiple books, so even if you get them revisions very quickly, the editor is unlikely to get back to you the same day or even the next day, maybe even a week, 2 weeks. It really depends on the individual editor and the situation you're working through. So it is not uncommon to take a minimum of 3 months to go through these revisions with an editor, and sometimes as long as 9 to 12 months, depending on how much your book needs to be revised. So some writers think that they're going to a publisher with a fully edited book. And I've seen comments where writers say, you know, I can understand if you're saying it's 2 years because you're starting from the query letter for a book proposal and the author hasn't even written a draft yet, but I've got a fully written draft. It's been peer edited. It's ready to go. It's not ready to go. Even if you've had it peer edited, that doesn't really mean much. Your peers are not editors. They're readers. Editors are there to help your manuscript go from what it is now to what will hopefully hook a reader and build a fan base. So you cannot shortcut the process. And this commenter, I'm reading a specific comment for this purpose, but I've seen a number of these comments. This commenter says, I've gone to great lengths to have a professionally edited and completed novel ready at the time I submit my query. Even if you pay a professional editor to edit your manuscript, that doesn't mean that the publisher who buys your manuscript will be satisfied with it as is. Each publisher has their own style. They have their own editorial preferences. And they are likely to have their own changes that need to be made to a novel. You could have two editors edit the exact same book, and the end result of each edit could be a very different story. It's really a subjective process, and a more experienced editor is likely to do a better job of producing a finished result that resonates and sells well. There are a lot of factors that go into this, but even if you have paid for professional editing before your book ever gets to a publisher, that doesn't mean it's not going to need more editing. If you think that, I'm sorry, you're going to have to revise your expectations. So that's editing. That's really about the revision process and getting your manuscript to the point where it reads well, it reads quickly, is compelling, and is going to be well received by readers. After that, copy editing starts. Copy editing is about grammar and punctuation and continuity, things that will annoy readers as they go along, but are not so much about the overall plot of your book. So this is more about fine detail and not so much about substantial revisions. Copy editing may include things like a character's name changes halfway through the book and you don't notice, or a place name is spelled differently in different parts of the book, or a character's hair is referred to as one color in one scene and a different color in a scene later in the book. These are the details that will really annoy your readers if they slip through the cracks. So a good copy editor is going to have to go through your manuscript with a fine-toothed comb. That also takes time. You're looking at probably weeks at minimum from the time that a copy editor gets it on their desk. They already are going to have a queue of things that they need to work through, and depending on how long the other things take on their queue and or what your priority is relative to the other things they have, you're just not going to be able to rush that. It's just going to take as long as it takes. Even if your manuscript is really clean, you'll probably have some copy edits. If your manuscript is not really clean, it's going to be a more iterative process with a copy editor too of going back and forth to make these corrections before it's ready to go on to the next step. So around this time, some of these steps start to be interchangeable. It depends on the specific process in the publishing house and how their things are booked and backed up and how they normally do things. So there's different factors that might influence which thing comes next. But the next few things are interior design and layout and proofreading. So for some production houses, the interior design and layout will come before proofreading, because new errors can be introduced during the interior design phase that will need to be caught in proofreading, whereas other people prefer to have the proofreading done before it gets to interior design, with the idea that the interior design will proceed more smoothly and there will be fewer need to do corrections later. So it really depends on which type of publication house you're with, what their personal process is, as to which step comes next. Proofreading is generally a little bit faster because you're really just looking for these little nitpicky errors that are easily corrected, like missing punctuation. It's sort of like a more fine-grained version of what a copy editor will do. It's not really about the details of the story at all, so they're not looking for continuity like hair color or character name or place name or anything like that. They're really just looking for things like missing punctuation, incorrect capitalization, little proofreading errors. The interior design and layout could be a relatively quick process, or it could take a while. If you've ever self-published, you know how much time it can take to get everything laid out just so. And I say this because with Bright Little Light Press, we've had to do interior design on a couple books, and one of them, Della's Diary, which is a diary-style book, was a lot more nuanced to get the layout correct. There was a lot more we had to do to make sure everything appeared properly, each page got its capitalization done properly, and the leading lines were bolded, and also the trailing pages in the appropriate places were blank so that each new chapter started on a right-hand page, and there's a lot of like little details that go into interior design. And that's not even considering things like what fonts you're using, if you're using chapter headings or little visual iconography at the beginning of chapters to make it more attractive. So interior design is another thing that can take anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, depending on how busy the interior design team is, whether or not the publisher does it themselves or whether they outsource it, where they are on the schedule. It might be that your book finishes copy editing early and is ready to go to interior design, but the interior designer doesn't have an opening for 2 more months, then your book is just going to have to wait. So it depends on a lot of factors. Again, all of this is completely outside of your control, unfortunately. Around this time, the cover design will also start. And again, to go back to this comment I was reading earlier, this same person who said they had a well-edited manuscript already asked if they could help to speed things up for the traditional publisher by providing a cover ready already, having an author blurb and other things that normally occur during the publication process ready before they ever go to a publisher. My advice to you, do not have a cover ready when you go to a publisher. Publishers have, again, very specific perception of what they're going to want in a cover design. Even if you have a great cover design, if it's not consistent with the rest of the publisher's other products, a publisher may not want to go with it. And what you think is a great cover design may not work for the way that the publisher intends to market and distribute the book. So they're going to have their own internal marketing plan and publishing plan, or publicity plan rather, for your book, and the cover design has to work with what their ultimate plan is. So you could come in with a cover design that you absolutely love, but if it doesn't match up with their expectations for marketing and selling the book, they're going to have to start from scratch anyway. So it's just not worthwhile to try to shortcut that by providing your own, especially if you think you're going to do some sort of Photoshopped cover yourself. Don't do that. Just don't. It tells the publisher that you really don't know what you're doing, and you're not going to be a pleasant person to work with if you're constantly trying to supersede the publisher's process with your own ideas and trying to help speed up the process. It's not helpful. So cover design. Again, this can take a while if the cover designers are booked out ahead, and it depends on how quickly your book moves through the other parts of the process. So you could have your book ready for cover design before the cover designer has an opening. Or if you are self-publishing, for example, cover design can take months for a good cover designer to have an opening in their schedule. Or if you're a small press and you work with a third-party cover designer, like a contractor, because you don't have one in sight, then you might have months to wait to get on their schedule. So for Bright Little Light Press, again, to use ourselves as an example, there is a cover designer we really love and would like to work with, but they've got a wait list of 6 months. And we are trying to get a few books out more quickly than that. And so we have booked time on their schedule for 6 months out because we have enough things in our backlog that we will have something waiting for a cover in 6 months. But in order to get the next book out that we are planning to release this summer, we had to get a cover design sooner. So we had to go to a different cover designer to get that cover done. And it's sort of sheer luck that we're able to get something done quickly. And I'm not convinced that the quality is going to be the same as with this cover designer who is booked 6 months out right now. But these are sort of the compromises you have to make to speed up. And a traditional publisher, remember, is all about making a profit on their book sales, so they are not going to shortcut any process that they feel might negatively impact the ability to make book sales. So, cover design. Again, you're looking at weeks to months on cover design. It depends on how well the artist is able to come up with a concept that matches the publisher's plan for marketing and selling the book. If the cover designer comes up with a concept that the publisher loves right away, then they can go directly into refining the concept and it won't take too long. But if the cover designer can't come up with a great concept right away, then the publisher and the cover designer are going to have to go back and forth to iterate and better communicate what sort of design they're looking for, which, again, you know, takes time. So weeks to a couple months is not uncommon in a cover design process. Another thing that a lot of publishers want to put on covers is blurbs. Blurbs are very important when it comes to selling your book. If you can get another author or a reputable publication to say nice things about your book, the publisher wants to print that directly on your book cover to have something to validate your book's value for readers. So the idea is, if there's an author who's well known in your industry, for example, say, you know, you're a romance writer and you get Nora Roberts or Robin Carr or Sylvia Day to blurb your book, that is huge. That will help your book sell dramatically better than if you're some unknown author who has no blurbs. Ask us how we know this. Another example, maybe you write a horror. If you could get Stephen King to blurb your book, that would be super awesome. Anybody who's well known in your genre, who says something nice about your book, is going to help your book sell better, and publishers want to display that prominently on the cover design. So blurbing, in order for a blurb to be done effectively, your book has to be through the editing process, through the copy editing process, preferably through the proofreading process, and then needs to go to these very busy people long enough in advance that they have time to read your book and then make a blurb, make a comment. So blurbing usually takes months, and that may be time during which no other forward progress is happening on your book because they can't print the cover until they've got the blurbs. So Again, time-consuming process. And let's not forget that these very busy authors are doing you a huge favor in even doing a blurb for you at all. You don't just call up Stephen King and be like, "Hey Stephen, thanks for this blurb. It's awesome. I am going to send the book to you, and can you get it back to me in like 3 days, please, because I need to print the covers." No. Your book goes to Stephen King, and it sits on a stack because, believe me, he has a stack, and it waits until he gets around to it. And then he reads it. Oh yeah, he's also got a career of his own going at the time, so who knows how long that will take. This is why we say months. It's not just a pipe dream. It's this is how long it takes. Oh, and I shouldn't have to say this, but don't send an unsolicited manuscript to Stephen King and ask him for a blurb. It doesn't work that way. We'll talk about that in another podcast down the road. So that sort of wraps up the physical book production aspect. At the same time, marketing is happening. Marketing starts anywhere from 6 months to a year in advance of releasing a book. And the beginning of the marketing process will be the publisher and or marketing people will sit down and talk about what the plan is for the book. They'll come up with things like we've talked about on some of the past episodes. They'll look at your author platform, see what you're able to offer on your own for your marketing. They will prepare an audience, put together comparable books, do analyses, really put together a detailed plan as to how they are going to sell copies of your book. This includes things like deciding what sort of ads they're going to use to market your book, what sort of sources they're going to use, where they're going to put your ads, whether or not they want you to do any publicity, which could be traditional media, it could be a blog book tour, it could be going on to other podcasts, and all of this type of publicity requires time to set up in advance. So if you wanted to be on traditional media or a blog tour or even someone else's podcast, you need to start scheduling that stuff weeks and months ahead of time. And those things can dramatically boost sales, particularly if you can generate buzz ahead of your launch and have a lot of publicity around the time of your launch. That is going to propel your book to a really strong launch, which can get you onto bestseller lists, and then that's something they can blurb and put in the marketing materials, best-selling author, or best-selling new book. I mean, there are a variety of ways they can use that to sell the book even more copies of it. And then there's just the sheer physical, I need to make a lot of money from selling this book to recoup the costs of producing it, so I want to sell as many copies as possible. And the further a book gets out from launch, the less of a spike they're going to see in sales, and sales will sort of dwindle to a steady pace, depending on the type of book and the reviews you have, and also the ongoing marketing plan. But the idea is the publisher wants to recoup a lot of the cost around the launch. And long term, the longer you get from the launch, in most cases, the fewer copies of the book you sell. Because eventually, you're going to move on to promoting the next book, and your backlist starts to go kind of stale, unless you have a really solid plan in place to promote your backlist books. This is when having a series of books is really helpful. If you're writing a second, a third, and a fourth book in a series, the fact that those books continue to be produced drives the sales of your backlist, and you can even run special offers on book one or book two of your backlist to get people into the series and then have good read-through to produce more sales. So there's a lot of benefit in having a series in your pocket when you're selling things, whether you're a publisher or whether you're self-publishing. But it's really important to the publisher to have a strong launch. And the marketing piece is a big part of that. So the publicity piece, again, takes weeks to months in advance. Before that, there has to be a plan that includes all of the advertising assets that they need to produce. So things like ad copy and ad images, which are not going to be your book cover. They'll be images that are related to your book, but are formatted to fit well in different places and to draw the eye. If you just straight up use your book cover as an ad image, the sales are going to be much less than if you have a really good graphical asset for your ads. And they're going to budget out all of your advertising and marketing for around the launch time and for the next 6 to 12 months after launch. and leading up to launch. So there's really a lot of planning around the marketing piece. Cannot speak enough to how much work goes into the marketing piece. So there are multiple people involved in the marketing piece. You're going to have a marketing manager, you're going to have a publicist, and there's also going to be a sales rep who's dealing with the physical sales into accounts. So these people all need to work together to put together a marketing plan for you, but they also each have their own agenda. The sales rep is all about getting as many physical sales as possible into bookstores, while a marketing manager may think, okay, physical sales are great, but maybe this is a book that's really going to sell well in ebooks or maybe as a backlist book. So they might have a slightly different viewpoint of the plan. And the publicist, their job is to sort of help the marketing manager turn the plan into reality and generate buzz around the book that will hopefully translate into sales. So everyone has a slightly different agenda they're bringing to the marketing process, and these people all need to collaborate to agree on what's going to happen. And when you get into sales rep and selling through into physical accounts, a lot of physical accounts have their own requirements around timeframes for selling books. They will often want to see advanced copies of a book to read it and see what the marketing plan is to judge whether or not it's something that's likely to sell well in their physical location, whether it's something they want to buy, and how many of them they want to buy. So a lot of physical bookstores will require months in advance of a release to be able to see the books and make a decision about how many they want to purchase. So again, this is not something you can shortcut. This is not even in the hands of the publishers. This is in the hands of the accounts that the publisher is selling into. So you cannot shortcut that process. So I'd mentioned advanced reader copies when it comes to selling into accounts. This is also something that's important when it comes to getting reviews. Reviews are huge in getting book sales today. You can have a great cover, and if you have no reviews or only one or a few reviews, you'll be lucky to sell one or a few copies of a book per day. And that is if you're promoting it heavily with a lot of marketing dollars. On the other hand, if you have a ton of reviews and they're great reviews, you can sell a lot of books every day with very little marketing spend. With a lot of good reviews, you could go from selling a handful of books today to hundreds or even 1,000 books per day. So it's really important to get those reviews, and the publisher is going to try to start that process well before the book is available for publication. And this is something that's really important. They need to have time to read books. The people who are reviewing your books need to have time to read them, and then time to write a review. And if they're publishing in other publications, they need to have time to get into their publishing schedule. So, for example, if a publisher sends out your book to Publishers Weekly for review, then Publishers Weekly is going to have to read the book, write a review of the book, and schedule it into their own publication process, which takes months. So those advanced reader copies need to be ready to go out months before a book is going to launch, and all of that needs to be coordinated. And then finally, there's the actual print distribution piece, which once your book is ready, once it's set up with the interior design, has the cover, has the blurb, has the back copy, everything that goes into producing the physical books, it takes anywhere from weeks to, we'll say in the order of weeks most of the time, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to get physical copies of that into a lot of retailers. Some retailers do require more lead time. It depends on how much internal distribution they're doing. So it could be longer. It depends on the publisher and what accounts they're selling into. But again, this is weeks to months that are going to add to the publication time frame. But when it comes to print distribution, let's not forget proofs. Before the publisher can print a big batch of books for distribution, they have to run proofs, and the publisher will have someone examine the proofs for things like print errors, for a final check on the interior design and layout, and for any final proofreading things. Generally, however, proofreading will have to be done well in advance of this. This is not intended to be an additional proofreading step, but occasionally, if glaring errors are caught during this proof review process, they may be corrected, but then the publisher will have to redo the proof process after the interior design has been adjusted. It's a big thing. So really, we want the proof to just be a final validation. Publisher looks at it and says, yes, this is printing the way it's supposed to print. Now I can order a big batch of books. but proofing can take days to weeks depending on what else is on the schedule. You're starting to get the hang of this, aren't you? So to give you some physical numbers, we've been saying about things days, weeks, and months, but I've sort of just thrown a lot of data out there at you, so I'm going to give you a really concise breakdown. In the book production process, we're talking about editing, copy editing, interior design and layout, proofreading, cover design, and blurbs. These are six steps. Each of these steps ranges from a few days to 3 months. So we're going to average it out and say 1 month to 3 months per step. So that means you're looking at 6 months to 18 months for the physical production of the book. And that is a pretty conservative time frame, actually. 6 months is really fast, and 18 months is more reasonable for the physical production. On the marketing side, marketing usually starts anywhere from 6 to 12 months in advance of the release date. It depends on a lot of factors, like how wide they're going to go with the release, what the budget's going to look like, how many books a publisher has done that are similar to your book in the past, so sort of what sort of idea they have about how they're going to market the book and what's going to be involved in it. But again, this marketing process is going to take anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Some of that can go on concurrently with the print, with the book production process. So some of that 12 months could overlap with the 18 months that it will take to physically produce your book. But this is around why it takes an average of 2 years for a published book to go from a publisher wants to buy it to it is released into bookstores. There are some other factors that go into the release time frame that can work in your favor or can work against you. So we broke down what is involved in actually producing and marketing the book a little bit, but there are some more nebulous things that may influence how motivated a publisher is to get your book through the process quickly. So one thing that we haven't touched on at all is, when does the publisher have open slots in their release schedule? So we had touched on this previously in episode 6 when we talked about how does a publisher decide what books to buy. Part of that process is when does the publisher have an opening in their publication schedule. So even when the publisher has decided to buy your book, the publication schedule may not have an opening, is unlikely to have an opening, for at least a year after your book has been bought. And this is because publication takes just such a long lead time in general. And the publisher doesn't start producing books until the books are there in-house and they are under agreement. So there's literally no way for a publisher to shortcut the process. There have been times where publishers have taken a flyer on authors producing books on a timely manner, have sold books into their physical accounts and to online sources, and then for whatever reason, the books didn't get produced. Maybe the author didn't get through the revision process quickly enough, or they had trouble producing the physical assets. Those publishers then face serious financial consequences because the physical bookstores that paid for the inventory and put marketing into bringing in these books suddenly don't have books. So they're going to pass those costs along as much as possible to the publisher, especially if there are signed agreements in place. It can be anywhere from the publisher losing those sales to the publisher losing that account with that bookseller, which could cost the publisher a lot down the road. There's also the possibility of a publisher facing legal consequences. A bookstore that's looking to recoup some losses could literally file a lawsuit against the publisher for failing to deliver books that they had physically bought. There's sort of a wide range of potential consequences. So it's really important for a publisher to have all their ducks in a row if they're selling physical books into an account, which most of your traditional publishers are doing. So when the publisher has open slots in their release schedule, determines when your process starts, and it determines the earliest possible release time. So even if you are an amazing person whose book doesn't require any revision, and the cover design goes really quickly, and the interior layout is super simple, even if everything possible goes in your favor and it gets sped up as much as possible, most publishers simply would not have space in their schedule for at least a year for your book to be put out. However, most books are not super amazing, awesome, don't require revision, go really smoothly through all the process. Most books are okay to good and need to be coaxed into a really sellable state. Another factor that might influence how motivated the publisher is to get you through the publication process is what type of book it is for the publisher. If your book is a mid-list book for the publisher is going to get it through at a reasonable pace, but they're not going to rush it. They're not going to devote extra assets to speeding up the process for you, and they're not going to put too much stock in the sales. They're going to expect a certain amount of sales and not be particularly excited about it. So that is going to go through the publication process at a regular pace, which again, you're looking at probably an average of around 2 years. However, if your book is a leading title for a publisher, maybe it's something they expect to be really hot in its season for whatever reason, or maybe it's something they can rush through in a quick manner because it's on trend, which is very rare, by the way. Do not count on that. Then a publisher will be more motivated to move your book more quickly through the publication process. But to do that would require extra resources and potentially more money to pay for some of these processes to be sped up. So they really have to feel there's going to be an incredible return on their investment to rush this through. But this is one reason you need to think about where you're going to publish your book. If you have multiple offers to buy your book, you may find that going with a smaller press is actually going to get you a faster release time because your title may be a bigger title for them. Whereas if you go for a larger press, your title may end up being a mid-list title, and they're not going to speed up the process for you, and they're not going to give you extra marketing resources or any sort of special treatment. So when you are deciding where to publish your book, when you're shopping around for publishers, keep in mind where your book is going to fall for them in their overall catalog of books. And this will also factor into how long it takes to get through the publication process. But wait, I hear you asking, because someone on the internet did. What about all those authors who churn out tons of books every year? There are, in fact, authors who produce multiple books per year. There are very famous authors like James Patterson and some of the romance authors who are known for coming out with 2 to 4 books a year, if not more. There are a lot of factors that go into that. Partially, it's whether or not those writers are actually writing their books, and I don't want to get deeply into that right now. But also, the publication house has booked those books starting out years in advance. So they've been on the publication schedule for probably years. Then there's also the fact that these authors are a known quantity, so the publishing house is used to working with these authors, has an idea of the quality of work the authors are able to produce, they've gotten the editing process and the cover design process down to a science, so they're really ready to go. It's much faster because they've worked together multiple times. For you as a new author, it's not going to be that way. There's going to be a sort of feeling out period where you and the publisher have to figure out each of your respective roles and how you work in the relationship. Once you've been with a publisher for a while and you both have an idea of how one another work, you might be able to start shortcutting this process. But when you're just starting out and it's your first book with a publisher, even if you are an experienced author and the publisher is an experienced publisher, then there's still going to be this feeling out period where things just take longer than if you're someone who produces a lot of books or produces books at a high volume. So one thing you may be thinking after hearing all this is, why would I ever go through a traditional publisher when I can self-publish my book in days or even weeks and have it out in the world and be done with it and be making money immediately? Here's why. Most self-published writers are not marketing experts. They don't know how to market and position their books effectively. They don't have a ready-built author platform. They don't know how to find and reach their audience. Most people just put their books out into the world and then don't understand why they're not selling, especially if they think they've got a great book. Even if they've paid money for a cover, so they think, oh, I've got a great cover. Most of these books never sell. I looked up some statistics around this, and in 2015, which is 2 years ago, and the self-publishing market was a little healthier then, there were over 250,000 titles being published by traditional publishers every year. There were over 750,000 titles being self-published every year, and this is in 2015. So A, that means there are 1 million new books being published every year. That is a lot of options. And B, that means that 3/4 of the new books that were being published were self-published, not traditionally published. So here's something that might alarm you with those statistics in mind. When you count the dollars, 98% of the revenue that is generated by book sales goes to traditional publishers. Those are the people who published the 250,000 titles, or in this case, one quarter of the books are making 98% of the revenue dollars. This is for a variety of reasons. One is traditional publishers can demand a little higher in terms of cost or price point, so they're getting more money per book sale than most self-published writers. And two, they have the marketing teams in place to really produce sales that self-published authors don't have. This is everything from the production quality of the book being higher to the story having gone through all this polishing and revision to create a better book for the readers, to just knowing which channels to market into, having more marketing dollars, having their marketing dollars have more clout because they're a large company and they get corporate price rates, and so many things go into why one quarter of the books were making 98% of the money. What this means is that if you are a self-published author, or if you are interested in self-publishing because this lets you shortcut the process and you don't have to wait for somebody else to get around to all of this, and you have this great idea, you just know it's going to sell well. It can. Maybe. If you do a lot of work, and a lot of authors find that the amount of work that it takes to self-publish is just so astronomically beyond what they expected, that if they are given the opportunity down the road, they will go back to traditional publishers. So in 2015, at the time that I got these statistics, 76% of the writers that this author of this article polled would prefer to publish traditionally. That has changed a little bit. Now there are more writers who are willing to hybrid publish, which means publish some of their work traditionally and some of their work through self-publishing. And in part, that's because some self-publishing resources have become more accessible to self-publishers. In part, that's because these people have gone through the publishing process a few times. Now they have a better idea of what is involved. And in part, that's because traditional publishers haven't been doing a great job of changing with the changing publishing industry. So they may not be offering everything that an author expects or demands right now. So there are factors that go into this. But the bottom line is, a lot of self-published writers have unreasonable expectations of what they're going to be able to do, and they're very disappointed when they put their books out into the world and they don't sell well. This isn't to say that you can't do it, or that going with a traditional publisher is your only option, or even your best option, although in a lot of cases I would argue that it's a better option than self-publishing. The point I'm trying to make is that you need to have realistic expectations when you begin the process. And if you are thinking of becoming a writer, or if you're thinking of becoming a published author, think about it as a long-term process. You can put a book out, you can put 5 books out, but until you really build some of these underlying pieces, you're not going to have a huge audience, you're not going to make a lot of money on book sales, it's going to be something that you're doing just for fun, pretty much, and you may even spend more money doing it than you make. In fact, you will likely spend more money doing it than you make, especially for the first few books of your career. Some people say they expect to sell books and they can't justify the time they spend writing and marketing books that is being taken away from their family lives or spending time with friends. So if your expectation in publishing is to make money or sell a lot of books, maybe there are better ways for you to use your time. If your expectation in publishing is you have these great stories that you want to share with the world, maybe this is something you should pursue. So again, when I was researching people's comments around this to figure out what kind of questions people had about how long it takes to publish the book, I found a lot of people who were saying sort of similar things. Yeah, this is maybe 2 years is normal, but that's for other people's book. My book is totally ready. My book has been edited. Maybe I even have a cover already, so surely my book's not going to take that long. How long is my book going to take? Your book is not a special snowflake. I'm very sorry to tell you that. I wish I had better news for you. It's going to take time. If you have not even started querying agents yet, you're probably looking at the far end of that range, so 3 years may be more realistic. You're likely to be looking at months to land an agent, and then months for an agent to find a publisher who is interested in buying your book and who has time in their buying schedule and in their release schedule for your book to come out. So anywhere from a few weeks, if you have this really amazing book and you catch an agent at just the right time, to 6 months to a year is a more realistic time frame for you to think about having an agent and getting a publisher interested in your book if you have not started the process. If you have started the process, congratulations. That's a major achievement. If you've got a publisher who is interested in buying your book, think about spending the next 2 years of your life getting this book ready for release. Also, somewhere in there, you should find time to write the next book, because most people don't do a one-off. So I don't want to end this podcast on a down note. It's kind of a harsh reality for a lot of people to really be told how long the process takes and think about how many things go out into the world and how likely is your thing of all the things that go out into the world to be read, to be well-received and well-regarded. Don't think of those things as your driving factor for seeking publication. Think of you have great stories to tell, you enjoy telling stories, then publication is something to pursue. And some of these pieces take a really long time, or maybe you want to do self-publishing because you don't want to deal with all the traditional publication stuff. That's fine. There are resources out there to help you. Just be willing to put in the work to do the self-publishing pieces yourself. Like we had talked about in the two-part series that we just wrapped up, finding your audience and reaching your audience, and some of the other things we've discussed, like author platform. These are things that you can work on now and continue working on for the next 10, 20 years of your life and enjoy a successful career as an author later in your life. It's a long game, but it's not something that can't be done. If it's something that you think you're going to enjoy doing, then I hope I will be able to keep talking to you about all the awesome things that go into this process and maybe help make it a little more fun for you. So I promise, I know this was a bit more doom and gloomy than most people want to hear, so I'll find something light to talk about for next week's episode. Maybe we'll talk about cover design or video book trailers or something more fun that you can really sink your teeth into and enjoy. And if you've made it through this episode, sorry, didn't mean it to be as stark as it came out to be. And if you have questions, please tell me. I would love to hear and talk on a podcast about things that you really want to know about. I'm sort of guessing based on which podcasts are being listened to most often, which ones are the ones people really want to hear about. So if there's something you want to know about, hit us on Twitter at BLL Press, or find us on Facebook, or email us through our website, Bright Little Light Press. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about something a little more fun next week. Later.